In today's news wrap, we at Money Control bring you the top newsmakers so far. Let's get started. Market regulator SEBI has told the Supreme Court that any incorrect or premature conclusion of its investigation into the Adani Group's possible lapses of regulatory disclosures will be legally untenable and not serve the ends of justice. The Securities and Exchange Board of India said it has approached 11 overseas regulators for information relating to whether the Adani Group has violated any norms regarding its publicly available shares. The first such request, the SEBI said, was made as early as October 6, 2020. The regulator said an analysis would have to be conducted on the documents received from various sources before conclusive findings can be arrived at. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has deferred hearing the appeal from SEBI on the Adani Hindenburg case. SEBI had sought 6 months to complete its probe rather than the 2 months it was given on March 2. The probe comes after US-based short seller Hindenburg Research in January raised several governance concerns around Gautam Adani's group and alleged improper use of tax havens and stock manipulation by the boards to energy conglomerate. In another news, SEBI recently gave foreign portfolio investor licenses to two Russian entities, one a firm and the other an individual, amid dragging war with Ukraine. Alpha Capital Management Company, part of a privately held financial services group, has been registered under two categories, Category 1 and Category 2, while Zevalod Rozanov, an executive familiar with India, has been registered under Category 1. Category 1 registration is given to government and government-related foreign investors, including sovereign wealth funds, while Category 2 is given to entities that are regulated or have managers who are regulated, such as insurance companies, mutual funds, investment managers, and advisors. Alpha Capital is also part of the Alpha Group, one of Russia's larger privately owned financial groups with interests in oil and gas, telecommunications, media and utilities. And Zevalod Rozanov is an investor and holds board positions in Russian companies including Nornickel, a leader in the mining and metals industry. Moving forward, SoftBank Group Corp's investee companies in India have followed the lead of the Japanese investor and adopted a total defense approach in the last 15 months, implementing various cost-cutting measures to navigate the widely discussed funding slowdown. Money Control reported that since the start of 2022, Indian startups in SoftBank's portfolio have reduced costs by 50 to 75% to extend their runway by at least 12 months. Startups have done this by laying off thousands of employees, reducing employee benefits, and cutting expenditures such as advertising. According to the latest numbers, the median cost cut among its portfolio companies is 70%. Some of SoftBank's most heavily funded unicorns, including Unacademy, Meesho, Swiggy, and Cast24, were among the companies that reduced costs the most. According to new regulations, a national medical register will cover all medical practitioners in the country, where the medical practitioner will be issued a unique identification and the register will contain data pertaining to their degree, university, specialty, along with other key information. The register will be hosted on the National Medical Commission's website, according to multiple reports. The license generated as a result of registration with the Ethics and Medical Registration Board of NMC will be valid for 5 years. After its expiry, the medical practitioner will have to approach the State Medical Council for its renewal, according to Registration of Medical Practitioners and License to Practice Medicine Regulations 2023. On the market front, Tata Motors share price touched a 52-week high of ₹537.15 as the company turned profitable in the quarter ended March 2023. Tata Motors swung to a consolidated net profit for the quarter ended March at ₹5,407.79 crore against a net loss of ₹1,032.84 crore in the same quarter last year. Revenue from operations rose 35.05% from the corresponding quarter last year. Brokerage firm Motilal Oswal said Tata Motors should witness a healthy recovery as supply-side issues ease with commodity headwinds stabilize, reiterating a buy rating. Jefferies, Goldman Sachs and Nomura have also kept a buy rating on the stock. India's wholesale price index inflation slipped into the negative territory for the first time since July 2020. The inflation came in at -0.92%, falling largely due to base effect. The food price inflation in April dropped significantly to 0.17% from 2.32% in March. The manufactured products inflation declined 2.42%, slipping deep in the negative zone, while primary articles and fuel and power inflation in at 1.6% and 0.9% respectively. The All Commodities Index of the WPI was unchanged in April from March. Meanwhile, retail inflation is expected to ease further in the month of May, aided by a decline in food prices, according to reports. Economists expect India's headline retail inflation in May to fall further towards 4%, which is the midpoint of the central bank's target and a level last seen in January 2021. Nomura has said that despite the threat of a heat wave, rise in food prices is expected to be kept in check by lower agricultural input costs and the government's proactive supply-side intervention. That's all from us in today's news wrap. For the details, head to www.moneycontrol.com and download the Money Control app.